You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I'm Dr. Brittany Neal, one of the surgeons at Gulf Coast Veterinary Specialists. Let's get back to your pet's health.
Well, welcome back to Your Pet's Health. I'm Dr. Brian Beal, and I'm here with Claudine Voss. Claudine is the founder, president of Fort Bend Pets Alive, an incredible organization. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and it's dedicated to help make Fort Bend County a no-kill community. So, Claudine, welcome back to Your Pet's Health.
Thank you.
Hey, now, you do a lot of different things, and we only have limited time here to talk, but we're going to have you back and just talk more about all the wonderful things you do. But
that would be great.
You know, one of the things you have coming up that caught my attention is Meow Book Buddies. What is Meow Book Buddies?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me about that. This is a new adoption event that we have started with Half Price Books in Sugarland. We have the opportunity to bring cats for adoption at Half Price Books. So I proposed to the managers, you know, a lot of kids sometimes they do gain more confidence in reading to stuffed animals or real animals. And would you like to try that? And she was very receptive. And so we just created that program to try to help children, help literacy, and also help cats get out of shelters in life.
Oh, that is amazing. So the Meow Book Buddies is taking place March 4th. Okay, so that's a week from, what day is that?
From today.
A week from today.
Yes.
Okay, March, okay, yeah, a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a Saturday at Half Price Books, and that's on Highway 6 in Sugar Land?
Yes.
Okay, correct. In First Colony.
Yes.
Okay, so that's taking place from 1:30 to 4:30. Is this on your website as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
it
so you can go to fortbendpetsalive.org.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And get more information on this.
Yes, and we have invited school-aged children from the local, all the local schools, so they can either they can bring their own books, they can read, take a book from Half Price, and they just read to the cat and interact with the cat.
And they can take a cat home with them too.
Yes, they can adopt.
That's
the
a
cat.
Sneaky strategy, bringing kids in.
They have the option
with pets,
yeah. And it's 50% off that day for the cats too. For adoption, yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Everybody needs a cat.
Oh, hey, I have three cats. I have three children and three cats. Each of my children have a cat.
Yes.
And we have three dogs as well. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Beal household has a zoo for sure. But, you know, this type of event is just a happy event, too. And I love
You're
the
right
idea of kids reading to a stuffed animal. How did you come up with that idea?
Our goal is always to, you know, to promote the symbiotic bond between animals and humans. And sometimes we think that we're helping them as actually they're helping us.
Yeah, you can't be. You know, I love the bumper sticker, Who Saved Who?
Yeah.
It's a rescue type of promotion. But that's so true, you know. You know, when we're feeling down or, you know, something bad has happened to us and you come home and your pet comes up to you and just, you know, just comforts you and just makes you feel feel better instantly.
Yes, and it increases our endorphins, right?
Make
us healthier.
So, you know, you obviously have this passion and you can just see it oozing from you. And Fort Bend Pets Alive is such a great organization. What are some of the things that we can do in our community to help you with your mission?
That's a great question. You know, we're all non-paid volunteers, and we rely heavily on fundings. And I have to be honest, we're an advocacy group. We don't have medical bills. So, you know, your $5 can really take us very far. You know, it's mainly for marketing for the animals. We have to buy some banners and do some, you know, buy media space, you know, to help the animals. That's one thing you could help by giving us a small donation. And the second thing is if you are concerned about how your local shelter is being run and how many animals are coming in and going out alive, it would be great when we release information on our Facebook page. Write an email to your local officials and ask them, you know, have they been to the shelters lately? And are they aware of the life release rate and the safe rates of the shelter? And I think that would really help us raise a lot of awareness.
Yeah, I think that's such an important thing is if people in our community, whether they be, you know, in the government or just whether they just be private citizens, if they just went by the shelters and had an idea of, you know, how many animals are there, what these animals are like, mm-hmm. and they would see the conditions that they're in, and these animal control facilities are trying to do the best they can with what they have. And again, you know, but if we can raise awareness, we can make their services better, mm-hmm. and their facilities better, mm-hmm. and it just raises awareness of everything, and it's just something that just, you know, gathers energy and momentum, you know, as more and more people understand what the situation is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you work with a lot of different animal control and animal services facilities. Is that correct?
Yes, we are recently, we have working with three local shelters. Okay. It's Missouri City, Fairbairn County, and Rosenberg Animal Shelter.
Okay. Is that a good relationship between you and these facilities?
Well, overall,
or is it a hostile relationship?
A mix of both. Okay. I have to be very honest, and I do understand, because our job here is to try to provide solutions, and we concentrate on the animals, not on the personnel.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, sometimes it's being taken very personally.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's to be expected. I mean, we all have different expectations, and we all have different. We're getting pulled in different directions. So, you know, I think mm-hmm. the bottom line is everybody wants to help animals and on your side and their side, but there may be differing opinions from time to time. Mm-hmm. But we'll get there. As time goes on, we're all working towards the same end goal.
And we have to remember, we are a very compassionate community.
Yeah.
We have 1,700 nonprofits, you know, in Fairbairn County. So I know we have a lot of compassionate people.
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, your organization is, you know, not really housing or treating these animals. Is that correct?
You're correct.
Yeah. You're just trying to facilitate all the groups that do that to do whatever you can to raise awareness and find adoptable homes for these.
You're correct. And, because, like, we go back to that statistics. We only need about 1% of the population in Fairbairn County to adopt.
So do you have fosters that you reach out to in your organization?
No, we don't do the rescue part at all.
Okay.
We don't have that that arm yet.
Okay.
But like I said, you know, if we concentrate on advocacy, you know, to do it communally and politically, Fairbairn County is going to be a very, very compassionate community in no time because of our population.
So, you know, people can either adopt animals themselves or they can foster animals themselves. You were a foster yourself, right?
Yes, I failed completely.
you're what's known as a foster failure. How many animals did you have that became your pets?
Almost every single one of them that came through my door.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe in what I do, because I do not believe that everyone should have so many animals in their house. But it was really hard for people to say no.
Yeah.
And I realized that even if I had like several more dozens of animals in my home, I'm not making an impact.
Yeah.
And it's done by changing legislation.
You know, that the idea of adoption is a big responsibility. It's like adopting a child.
Yes, you're right.
You know, it's a lifetime commitment. Whereas foster is also very important to bridge these animals who, if they stayed at the shelter, they may run out of space and time. But to get fostering to prolong that time period where we can find a good home for them, I think it's an important
thing. Yeah, and all throughout these adoption events, we have seen animals that are very, you know, they benefit from being in foster's homes. You know, from being a very shy dog, they came out from their shell. They're engaging with great eye contact and very quickly they get adopted.
Okay, real quick, we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. Do these pets from shelters make good family pets?
You, absolutely, yes, because they are very, they came all fully vetted and they're altered, you know, and they're just like anybody, you know, they're just homeless. homelessness does not affect them at all.
They can be very healthy and well-adjusted pets.
They are. We just have to give them some time. Yeah.
Claudine, you know, obviously there's so many things I want to talk about. We're going to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Because the time just flies. Yeah. But thank you so much. If people want to help you with Fort Bend Pets Alive, how do they reach you?
Email me at ClaudineVass at FortBendPetsAlive.org or get on our website and send me an email. Either way, it's very easy to find me.
Claudine, you're doing great work.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, this is Dr. Brian Beal, Your Pet's Health. Join us each and every Sunday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Thank you for listening.
Every week, Your Pet's Health is an entire hour devoted to your best friend's good health. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Veterinary Specialists, Houston's internationally recognized veterinary hospital with 27 specialists and over 200 trained support staff, providing advanced diagnostic procedures, treatment, and rehabilitation, specialized medicine, specialized care. Online at gcvs.com. Caring for and keeping your pets healthy. Your Pet's Health is live on KTRH Houston and is streaming live on iHeartRadio. Until next time, sit, stay, and listen to Your Pet's Health.